Back home now, and the Prime Minister has stopped short of apologising to the former CEO of Australia Post, who has accused him of publicly humiliating and bullying her. Christine Holgate's treatment has also exposed that there was much more at play than just controversy over gifts of luxury watches to four executives for a job well done. It's revealed the extent of the government-ordered review and secret report into Australia Post, which have cast doubt over the future of the service. Caroline Winter reports.
Christine Holgate wanted an apology from the Prime Minister. She didn't get what she'd hoped for.
It was a willing day in the Parliament. The language in the Parliament was very strong. It was not my intention to cause distress to Christine Holgate, and I regret any distress that strong language may have caused to her, and indeed did cause to her. That was not my intention.
Scott Morrison says while he didn't mean to upset the former Australia Post boss when he declared in Parliament she should go, he stopped short of saying sorry.
What this issue was about the appropriate way that taxpayers' money and taxpayer companies are run. And so there were serious issues there, and Ms Holgate decided not to remain with Australia Post, and Australia Post is now moving to appoint a new chief executive, and any remaining issues sit between Christine Holgate and the chair.
Christine Holgate came under fire last October when it was revealed she gifted four Cartier watches to executives as a reward for negotiating a multi-million dollar deal which kept hundreds of local post offices open and saved thousands of jobs. It was something the board of Australia Post not only signed off on, but each executive received a handwritten card of thanks from the board and the chair. Many questions remain in relation to the scandal and the future of the postal service. Ms Holgate is credited with protecting the thousands of regional and rural post offices. It's been revealed that many licensees mailed in $5 notes to the Prime Minister to help cover the cost of the watches and in support of the former CEO. PM has asked the Prime Minister's office how much money was received and how it's being spent, but is yet to receive a response. Some elements of a controversial government-ordered review of Australia Post by the private Boston Consulting Group revealed at yesterday's Senate inquiry has left a dark cloud over its future.
It is a time to secure this company, who is a major logistics a provider for every single Australian, no matter where you live.
Shane Murphy is the national president of the CEPU Communications Union. He says the details released in the BCG review pointing to a breakup and privatisation of key parts of Australia Post are damning.
You can't take 8,000 jobs from the system. You can't close 190 post offices from the community and expect the same level of service. We've seen this through privatisation of Telstra over many years, where it's declined in the network, the government sold off its assets, and some years later brought it back to only own it and rebuild it through the NBN because privatisation ran it into the ground.
The government was handed the review's findings in February, but has declined to release them publicly, claiming they relate to confidential cabinet deliberations. But some details were revealed in the inquiry yesterday, raising suspicions it was a step towards further privatisation, and that Ms Holgate was standing in the way of that happening.
Perhaps the real reason for your treatment, on top of what you've already said, the substantive political reason is because you opposed this program of cutting and privatisation. Is there not some substance to that concern?
I think it would be fair to say, Senator, I wasn't popular.
She told the inquiry BCG's original report didn't support management's view to grow the business or leverage infrastructure to carry parcels and letters while building new services, including extending financial services. And where to now for Australia Post? The Prime Minister was asked if he could guarantee no job losses at the organisation, as Ms Holgate had suggested there would be. He referred reporters to the Communications Minister for an answer, a question PM has put to Paul Fletcher's office.
Caroline Winter with that report.